Another ISIS video beheading over the weekend. We observed the tragic outrage for people in Japan hoping to save a second Japanese hostage, and the disgust of the world over ISIS once again. But that disgust is not matched by the global fear of the terrorist organization we saw for most of last year. Under continuing U.S. and allied airstrikes, Iraqi and Kurdish opposition troops have been emboldened to push back ISIS on the ground in Syria. Reports from Beirut say ISIS forces have been nearly pushed out of the Syrian border town of Kobani. It suggests that perhaps ISIS is having the same kind of trouble that former Secretary of State Colin Powell warned of a long time ago before the U.S. invasion of Iraq, when he invoked the so-called Pottery Barn Rule.
Once you break it, you're going to own it, and we're going to be responsible for 26 million people standing there looking at us. And it's going to suck up a good 40 to 50% of your army for years, and it's going to take all the oxygen out of the political environment. And you need to understand this, and the expense is going to be enormous.
Is ISIS having trouble maintaining tactical momentum amidst its continuing show of brutality? Joining us now is Martin Reardon, FBI veteran and an analyst and senior vice president with the strategic consultants, the Sufan Group. Martin, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be here.
So what would you say is a snapshot right now of ISIS, given what's gone on with the hostages in Japan and what appears to be something of a pushback, if not rollback, on the ground in Syrian territory?
ISIS is still a formidable force. And I think the initial goal of the coalition airstrikes that started back in the fall have been successful to date. And the primary was initially to stop their advance in Iraq. And I think they have succeeded in doing that. But you're not going to defeat ISIS from the air. And the administration has said that all along. We're not going to measure this in terms of months. We're going to measure this fight in terms of years. Now, they've stopped the advance on the ground in Iraq with the airstrikes. It'll be a few months down the road before the Iraqis are actually ready to start a ground offensive to retake Mosul. And that's going to be a hard-fought battle.
Holding Mosul as a symbolic gesture is one thing, but thinking more broadly about the territory ISIS has tried to hold for the last half year or more, is there a bit of the argument that Colin Powell made about Iraq that if you break it, you own it? And in a sense, ISIS is dealing with some of the complex problems of actually governing and holding territory right now. And aside from holding Mosul, they're looking pretty desperate.
I would not say that they're looking desperate. I mean, and again, it is a large chunk of Iraq and Syria that they're trying to maintain control of. And that's the phase they're in, is they took the territory. Now it's maintained the control. The U.S. military, the Allied forces, had this same problem in Iraq the whole time in the early 2000s when they were there, maintaining control of this area.
And maybe desperate is overplaying the argument here, but I'm just wondering if you do compare with the chaos that the U.S. Found in Iraq, isn't this at least a distraction for ISIS? ISIS has limited capability to launch attacks against the United States when they're held down in this territory in such a chaotic situation right now. Maybe it's not desperate, but it's certainly distracted.
ISIS does not have to conduct attacks against the United States, either on U.S. facilities or Western areas outside the U.S. or on the homeland itself. All they have to do is inspire somebody in the United States or where those U.S. Foreign facilities are to conduct attack, and they have been successful in that.
And let's talk about the hostage situation with the Japanese. I mean, I think we're all disgusted once again and horrified with the video executions and the demands for ransom. Yet, as this proceeds, the ability that ISIS has to hold the attention of the world, it seems to me, diminishes, as tragic as the situation in Japan is.
Well, I think, and this is tragic, the most recent hostage situation with Haruna Yakawa and Kenji Goto. It is tragic. And I think in one respect, the public is being desensitized to this. I mean, it was headline news. It's still headline news, but it was much more of a headline news back in August and September. This has happened a number of times now. People are almost expecting it. And when you're talking about hostages, they're expecting that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. This is an interesting, this most recent hostage-taking situation is a little bit interesting, because while ISIS started off with the $200 million demand for ransom. And that was, that figure was based on what the prime minister of Japan had promised to give the coalition forces. They've since changed that to they would exchange Mr. Goto for Shajida al-Rashawi, who is in Jordanian custody right now. She's affiliated with al-Qaeda, not with ISIS.
But, you know, not to be argumentative, that just feels like they've overplayed their hand over there. And, you know, there's a strategic question of how is this going to inspire people around the world to join the mission if the ability of ISIS to hold the attention of the world is diminishing?
No, they're still holding the attention. I'm just saying I think these hostage situations aren't quite the headline that they were. And quite frankly, the interest in the nightly news on airstrikes isn't the same interest as when it first started. Wars are like that. The interest draws off. ISIS is still there. And their ideology, that violent form of jihadism, now oftentimes referred to as bin Ladenism, that's still there. And they do inspire people of similar ideology around the world. I mean, for every ISIS fighter that is killed, there are a number of more who continue to fill their ranks. So that, you know, and ISIS in Iraq, there's a very strong possibility that the Iraqi army is going to retake Mosul the first time that they attempt it. And then ISIS as a major force will be pushed out of Iraq. But there is nobody to oppose ISIS in Syria right now except the Assad regime. The rebels have had virtually no success on it, al-Nusra to an extent. So getting ISIS out of Iraq is one thing. Defeating them in Syria is an entirely different story.
Martin Reardon is senior vice president with the Soufan Group, a New York-based strategic security intelligence consultancy. He's also a 21-year veteran of the FBI. Thanks so much, Martin.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.